Hi, I'm Chris Lindsay. I'm the producer of the Guerrilla Gardeners film.
I'm Magda, I'm one of the producers and directors of Street Pastors.
I'm Gary Fraser, I'm a writer, director and editor.
Gary, you're not doing a documentary, you're doing a drama.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
A drama is called When Two Worlds Collide. It's basically about a young boy from the working class area of Muirhouse in Edinburgh who goes out, has a relationship with a female from the upper class area like Ramond. And you get to see what happens when the two worlds mix with each other up at the top of the town. It's the last day. It's shot on the last day of school, so you get to see the differences between the options. Let's just say the options between a 16-year-old from Muirhouse and the options between a 16-year-old from Cramond.
Where did you come up with your ideas and stuff?
Jail, jail, children's homes. I used to have a heroin and crack cocaine habit up until about, well, not at the same time. I came off my methadone 10 months ago, and when I came off it, I'd already done an HND and graduated with Student of the Year for another film that I made called Tolerance, which was in the Caledonia Mercury, got front page and everything like that, and I wanted to keep continuing making films, and I realised with my wee laddie there that I needed to get myself out of the environment that was in to be more creatively expressive, so...
Tell me a bit about how, in the drama, who you used, the actors and all that.
I used a wee laddie called Andy, and I used him in Tolerance as well. Andy is not an actor, everybody else in the film's actors. Well, I'm sure Andy won't mind me saying, but prior to making the films and that, he was heavily involved in knife culture, heavily involved in... he had a front seat row to the culture down here, let's just say, and now the wee laddie's he's a training mechanic now. Do you know what I mean? I give him a reference for his job and stuff like that. That's how I pick my laddies, with life experience. That's how I call them my bairns sometimes. But again, it's a positive male role model there that is just lacking sometimes, do you know what I mean? And that's when I think I get the best out of them.
Tell me a little bit about the film you've made.
Guerrilla gardening is when groups of people, either individuals or groups of people in local areas, decide to take responsibility for a patch of land that might belong to the council or belong to some private business that is not looking after it, is not making the most of it, has let it go fallow or become waste ground. And really, without permission, they go into the land and they start tending it, either beautifying it. Some people are very into planting flowers. Other people are very practically want to grow food and are thinking about air miles and are thinking about, you know, the carbon footprint of their lives. So are trying to grow things locally.
And you've been following some different characters who've been going and doing this in Edinburgh then?
We have. We've followed about 7 to 8 different characters. They didn't all make the final cut simply for time and brevity, really. A German girl who goes out seed bombing on her own, which is when you make little parcels of earth and clay and seeds and then throw them over fences of locked up areas so that come spring, flowers blossom up. A chap who goes around, very keen on his very local area around here, Grant and Pilton area, likes to go around slightly industrial or corporate sites and do things there. So a local car park of a supermarket was beautified one evening with some sunflowers, and also the HQ of a fairly large corporation had its ornamental garden slightly altered, shall we say.
Magda, tell me about your film.
We've made a film about street pastors. Street pastors are a group of Christians that go out on the streets on Friday night, and they say that they go to help, care and listen. That's their mantra. And of course there's a hidden agenda. They claim they want to do something really practical for people, like get home safely when they are drunk and they can't find a way, or give flip-flops to girls that just walk barefoot on the streets and stuff like that.
Are there girls that walk barefoot on the streets of Edinburgh?
Well, during the night when they...
When they've been out on the town and they're drunk. Okay, so they go out. What you say they have a hidden agenda though? What's the hidden agenda?
No, well, it's just of course they are a group of Christians, and then they want to talk about life issues and God and stuff like that.
So their hidden agenda is that they want to convert people.
Well, that's for the audience to decide, actually.
How long have you been making documentaries? Is this your first documentary?
That's our first documentary. That's my first experience of making a documentary.
Talking about Pilton Video generally, I mean, you're each doing really interesting, different projects. Part of me wonders whether, if Pilton Video didn't exist, whether you'd have got the opportunities.
I went to school downstairs, and this was a unit. I went to school, like, well, I'm 31 now, so when I was 8-year-old, 9-year-old, I went to school at the flat underneath us right now. It's called the unit for bairns that weren't behaving at school. That's what this building's done. So if Putin Video wasn't here, without a doubt, I would have been my first fight. I would never have, I'd be in a jail or dead if Putin Video wasn't here. That's a fact.
It's brilliant that it's here in North Edinburgh, in a council estate, not in the new town, you know? And it's the fact that Putin Video is, you know, it works with BBC, it does work with, it's producing professional level stuff in a council estate in North Edinburgh that half, you know, everybody in the posh areas of town just doesn't, wouldn't go near, wouldn't come to this area and would...
I mean, if you didn't know it was here, if you don't specifically know it's here, you'd never know what the building was, would you?
No, I think that's, you never judge a book by its cover, and Putin Video is probably the best example. The best thing about Putin Video is it's accessible for all. It doesn't make any money in your house. Doesn't make any difference where you come from. You're just, as soon as you walk over that door, it's like a film set or a documentary. Everybody's the same. And that's the brilliant thing about Putin Video, do you know what I mean? That everybody's treated the same when they walk through the door. It's journalists, all media, still the same, do you know what I mean? There's no... During the film festival, there's a guy called Paul Lafferty, and he's one of the best. He's one of the best in Scotland, basically, or in Britain right now. Last film festival there, he couldn't stand me at the film festival anymore. So to take a break for everything up there, he come down to see what was really happening in Edinburgh on Putin Video. For me, that speaks volumes on Putin Video itself, do you know what I mean?
Which is what should happen more, I mean, with all the festivals and everything that goes on up at that end of town, isn't it?
I think that North Edinburgh Arts Centre should be used as a venue during the film festival with the help of Putin Video, as a shorts venue.
But would it actually get enough audience?
I think so. Like one of the guys that I've got working on my soundtrack for my next film is a guy called Scorsese, right? So no matter what, like he was in Shane Meadows' last film, right? The Duncan Scorsese. So why not? If it's Edinburgh, it's not just Princess Street. Do you know what I mean? People are scared in case we all get educated in here, I think.